Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, we made new lows after USDA's reports were released, but we've come back off them a little bit.
Yeah, I think, a couple things is that the numbers did come in above what the trade was looking at, so they were a bearish surprise to the trade, and that's why the market fell so quickly after they were released. We were down 9 to 10 cents on the corn. Beans were down roughly 20 cents or so. And after the market has settled down a little bit, we have bounced off those lows. Now, I think there's a couple things that we're going to start talking about, but we'll probably start, won't probably do much of it probably until Monday. The Farm Services Agency is going to release a new set of planted acreage numbers that has been reported to them. Now, based upon the August numbers the August numbers, mm-hmm. Informa Economics, which is a well-respected commodity consulting firm, their analysis of those numbers and correlation to past reports over the years, they stuck their neck out and said that they think that corn acres are 2 million acres less than what USDA is currently using on their balance sheet. Now, if they are right, and we actually have only 89.6 million planted rather than 91.6 planted, you could take yield up 4.3 bushels in the October report and still keep production the same. So what that is kind of telling us is that there is a high degree chance that we are seeing the largest production number of the year, because USDA did jump. This is the biggest increase from a August to September increase in history. They went up like 9 bushels. So that that may say that USDA has definitely compensated for what we thought was a big crop. And when you start talking about 172, you're in the game of what most people were in anyway, 172 to 174 based upon yield checks. And we'll have to see how that goes. Now, so, you know, that's what I think the trade will begin to look at if the Monday's numbers would kind of confirm what we saw on the August numbers. Now, on soybeans, you could increase the yield. Informa thinks that yield acres are about 1.3 million lower than what USDA has on the books. So, therefore, if they're correct, you could bump up the bean yield 0.7. And I don't think right at the moment when you're at 46.6, too many people are going to want to go a whole lot higher. We'll have to see on that. So, again, we could be looking at the largest production number of soybeans. So we'll have to see what Monday's FSA numbers say. But like that's my initial reaction to the production numbers. Now, when you look at your supply-demand numbers, they're all going to be a little fuzzy this early in the marketing year. I guess if I was going to have any argument with anything, I would say that it's going to be a struggle, I think, to get corn exports as high as 17 and a quarter. I think that's what USDA's got. Yeah, 17 and a quarter. Last month they were at 17. That's going to be a struggle from the way I'm looking at overall world supply at the moment. soybean exports. They did bump up exports, soybeans now to $16.75. That was left unchanged from July, but that's going to be significantly higher than this year, and I think it's going to be awful tough to exceed this year. So I do think USDA may be a little high on their demand numbers, at least right now, but you know, we'll know a little bit more after we get 3 or 4 months into the marketing year.
Before you can get a recovery in the market, you have to get something going sideways, it would seem to me. I mean, you can't have V-bottoms and such, but in this kind of a market situation, it would seem that you would need to get something going sideways. And if I hear you right, maybe next week might be the start of that.
That could be. If the planted numbers from the FSA would confirm that, maybe that would highly suggest that USDA is too high on their numbers that they're carrying on their balance sheet. That might be the beginning of a sideways market. And the reason I would say that is if the trade then begins to believe that the crop is not going to get any bigger, or the total production number, well, then prices stop going down. But, you know, right at the moment, the bear has the ball, and he's going to continue to tout that big crops get bigger. But since USDA did such a big jump in the corn acreage number this month, a record jump from August, that takes, I think, a lot of wind out of that argument, depending upon where you're at, probably in the Corn Belt.
Does do the corn bears try to make the argument that bigger crops get bigger and maybe we gain another 2 to 3 BPA?
Yeah, but we could do that if the acres aren't as high, like I said. See, so you could still increase the yield. Like I said, you could increase the corn yield 4.3 bushels and still keep today's production number unchanged to lower, see? So you might be looking at the largest production number. But the first thing, as you mentioned, is this market. Right now, the seasonality of the market during the last couple of weeks of September into the first week of October is very, very strong tendency to move lower. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be the case this year, but the seasonality is to move lower. And the way I would look at the seasonals and then the way I'm looking at some of my cyclical work, we may be coming into something more seasonal, be looking at maybe putting in the lowest price of the year during the first part of October.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana.